Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To do so.
Hot and trending, sponsored by Princeton Consumer Research.
Wake up, man.
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
I don't know. Again, it's my first day back after vacations. Give me a second. So throughout the month of June, St. Pete Pride is hosting a bunch of events. Usually, we end up talking about St. Pete Pride a lot because in the past, Miguel and I and Scotty have been the MCs, if you will, for the Pride Parade. There is no Pride Parade this year, but they're doing something that's cool because of COVID, where they weren't going to have this gigantic parade. They're now doing 4 themed weeks to celebrate the LGBTQ community while showcasing the best of St. Pete. So here's how it's going to work. Every weekend, people are going to gather safely for signature events in outdoor locations, like I said, all month long. And you've got all the St. Pete restaurants and shops and museums and stuff. And they'll be doing stuff for guests with discounts and pride-friendly food offerings and sales opportunities and things like that. So every single week, it's got a different theme. And it's just going to be on and popping for the entire month of June.
Super excited about that. I know last year, obviously, we were in the middle of sort of like a half lockdown, half open.
Yeah, it was a weird time.
And they couldn't do anything, right. St. Pete Pride. And so I remember we just went to our friend's pool and we just got like a rainbow inflatable. And we just sort of swam around and we were like,
happy Pride
the last couple of years. Oh, it's been so fun. It's great. So I'm happy that they're putting something on and that it's going to be done in a safe manner.
Right. And so keep in mind, most events will be ticketed because of capacity regulations.
Makes sense.
It does. And I saw someone mad about the fact that there were tickets. But I was like, in this type of crazy year, you got to put some procedures in place.
Couple guards up, yeah.
You do. So anyway, that's going to be how St. Pete Pride rolls when it comes to June. And I wanted to just, because obviously this is the news that broke this morning, about an hour ago?
Yep.
So the federal health agencies, the CDC, anybody else, called for an immediate pause of the use of the Johnson & Johnson single-dose coronavirus vaccine. Well, why? So there have been nearly, I think, 7 million people, maybe just under 7 million people in the U.S. Have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine so far. Of those almost 7 million, 6 recipients developed this rare blood clot disorder about 2 weeks after vaccination. And they're all women between the ages of 18 and 48. Unfortunately, one woman has died.
Mm. Oh.
So what they're doing out of an abundance of caution is pausing this vaccine so that they can really dig in and look at this because it's such an odd, rare disorder.
Right. And here's the thing. I saw some people on Twitter sort of going on about it. And here's how I look at it. And I'm not judging anyone for not getting it or being nervous because obviously we're living in a bunch of, we don't know. I mean, this is new. The virus is new. The vaccines are new. I mean, the basis of it, they've been developing for a while for the coronavirus. And then obviously they did it for the strain.
Right.
But to me, I look at all the stuff we eat, all the things that I do, any of that stuff could endanger me. Why would I not take an abundance of caution for something that I know is so dangerous and that there are people at high levels making sure that it's as safe as possible? And so that's their job. And so they saw there are 6 people out of 6 million that's had that vaccine. They're like, all right, well, let's just pause it. It's working the way it's supposed to. So like I'm scheduled to get a vaccine on Thursday. I still plan on going.
Mm. Well, you won't be getting the J&J one.
Exactly. And that wasn't the plan anyway. It was I think it's Pfizer that I'm getting on
Pfizer.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, don't let it scare you, but obviously keep reading up on everything and know what you're doing.
The best thing you can do is I really hate that this has become like a catchphrase, but do the research. Right. So, and when I say that, I mean, there's medical journals that are some of them written in lay speak that you can actually, you know, download and check out what they're all doing.
Well, even because that may be a little bit much, but like my mom got her second vaccine this weekend and she was nervous because she didn't feel well. And I was trying to explain to her and I'm like, you know what? Hold on. Let me stop. I'm going to send you an article from the New York Times that breaks everything down of what you're going, why you feel that way, and why that's a good thing. And she called me back an hour later and said, thank you. I'm so glad I read that.
Right.
Just know what you're doing because there are people that are in place trying to make sure that we are.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.